Hearing is change of zone, number 1943, Shirley and Gordon Price Jr.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acre more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Atlantic Avenue, which is Route 26, approximately 0.13 mile northwest of Roxana Road, which is Route 17. The 911 address is 34861 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View. And the tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 175.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of the PLUS response, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that has been received from the applicant. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note we received zero comments in support, zero comments in opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you, and I believe there might be somebody here in representing this application.
Thank you for the opportunity to listen to land use in action tonight. I forgot how hard these seats are after a number of hours, but I'm always happy to be here with you. My husband, Gordon, isn't able to join me tonight. He had a kidney.
You need to introduce
yourself. Oh, yeah, that's true. I thought, yeah, Shirley Price. I live at 34861 Atlantic Avenue, along with my husband, Gordon, who is at home recovering from a kidney transplant on the 11th of this month. So, not that I think he's going to listen, but I just wanted to mention his name. But we bought our property in 1981 on Route 26. It was a much different corridor than we find it today. You know, of course, all of coastal Sussex was different 41 years ago. At the time of our purchase, it seemed perfect. It was something we could afford and provide us a place to raise our family, work, and be involved in our community. We didn't really give any thought to what the future might hold. When we first bought our house, the only commercial area was a small mom-and-pop liquor store next door, Holt's Dispensary, and everything else was fields and some houses. Some of you who are into that area may remember that. Of course, as things went by, things changed bit by bit as they do. The first major oh-my-gosh moment was when 84 Lumber did an application for a liquor store across the street. So we negotiated with them and the county to make them the best neighbors we could possibly make them and to minimize their impact on 26. Many others followed, and a list would be some of. We have Good Earth Market, who just added Dickens Theater to their footprint. My neighbor to the west is a heating and air company. To my immediate east is the most recent addition, the new and more modern Holt's Dispensary, Holt's Liquor Store, with a very well-lit parking lot. Across the street next to 84 Lumber is Parcells Funeral Home. He's perhaps one of the quietest neighbors we have. Then there's also lots of other small businesses in the Travellini property, and the commercial just goes on. I came home one day, we'd been away, and I came home and I had a double-decker billboard on my property line. And I'm like, I didn't even get notice for that. This can't be Sussex County. So I called Lawrence Lank. And I said, Lawrence, how can this be? And so he said, well, you know, the state does signs. Well, after some thought, he says, we need a sign committee for Sussex County. So I was happy to give my input to that situation. Now there won't be any more surprises for homeowners. And the county has more control over signage. As the years went by, Gordon and I knew we couldn't stop the inevitable. And in the world of land use planning, which I'm a big proponent of, it's a logical location for commercial. Our property is no longer a residential site area. It can never be that again. Its highest and best use is commercial. I'm here tonight to ask you to give us the necessary zoning to give our property the highest and best use, to fit in where it should. And if you look at the map, the little outlined yellow area is our property. Now, I really love red, but over the years, I haven't enjoyed it quite surrounding me, but it is the inevitable, and it is in the land use plan, and that's where it should be. I'm just asking that you'll make us whole. So I appreciate your consideration tonight, and I have enjoyed, I love land use, you know that. Mr. Wheatley knows, I love land use, so I enjoyed listening to the discussion tonight. So thank you for taking me back a little bit.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
Yes. I don't have any questions, but I certainly, when you look at the map, when you've got residential trapped in between business properties, I mean, if these folks ever wanted to sell their property, who are they going to sell it to? I'm basically campaigning for the applicant, I guess.
Well,
so, and it, as she said, the comp map endorses it, and
okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hawkins?
With a ditto.
Okay, all right.
Makes perfect sense.
Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thank you.
Counselor?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Staff?
No.
Okay. Well, the only thing that I will say is that enhancing property value is not a goal of land use. However, consistent application of zoning is. And if you look at that map, mm-hmm. we clearly have an issue to fix here.
Yeah.
So I think we seem like we're rather favorably disposed to your application. However, we'll have to close our public hearing at the appropriate time and consider that, because we haven't heard from the public yet. So the public may have a different point of view. So if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional or change of zone number 1943, Shirley and Gordon Price Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1943? Operator, is there anyone standing by that would like to speak in favor of or opposition to change of zone number 1943? Okay, then. Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. So,